Here's a question for you this afternoon. Is it okay to murder someone just because they've decided to leave a religion? Yes, you heard me right. Is it okay to murder someone just because they've decided to leave a certain religion? You might be thinking that's a crazy question to ask, but there's a reason I'm asking it. And I'll ask it again because you'll understand why I'm repeating the question. Is it okay to murder someone who's decided to leave a certain faith? Now, if you think that that's a ridiculous question to ask, because you'd think that surely nobody would ever answer yes, well, you better think again, because you might be surprised at the answer that was given to that question in Sydney, Australia, just last Saturday. There was a forum at Bankstown Public Library in Sydney, and the extremist Islamic organisation Hizb ut-Tahrir was being represented by their spokesperson, Uthman Badar. He delivered a speech titled Sharia and the Modern Age. And after that talk, there was a question and answer section. And a journalist asked if he supports the notion that people born Muslims who leave the faith should be killed, murdered. The question was clear, and I quote, "Do you want to kill ex-Muslims? Do you want to kill ex-Muslims?" What do you reckon Uthman Badar said in response? No way? You're kidding yourself? You're on drugs? Have you lost the plot? What are you talking about? No, none of those things came out of Uthman Badar's mouth. When he was asked, do you want to kill ex-Muslims? His answer was in the affirmative. He replied, in Islam, it's clear that the apostates do attract capital punishment. We don't shy away from that. So he says it's okay for people to be murdered as punishment if they decide to leave the Islamic faith. What a backward world this bloke must come from to think that it's okay to kill in the name of faith. A twisted, backward, poisonous piece of work who's got form in this area, Uthman Badar. And he's also a coward, Uthman Badar, because despite his big claims that he makes whenever he's at one of these public forums, when we invite him on the radio for a discussion, he always walks in the other direction. And people like this are a cancer on Australian society, and they are dangerous, and if they spread, people can be harmed. This guy is in an official position as the spokesperson for Hizb ut-Tahrir. Uthman Badar mustn't have too much faith in his own faith, because he won't let people choose for themselves if they want to stay or if they want to go. You think, Uthman Badar, that people should be murdered if they leave your faith of Islam. And before this gutless dog says that he was misquoted or taken out of context, let me tell you, it was filmed and it was played on 7 News. Do you want to kill ex-Muslims? Uthman Badar replied, we don't shy away from that. This is the same lunatic who wanted to deliver a speech at the Sydney Opera House titled, Honour Killings Are Morally Justified. He wants Sharia law in Australia, has a vision for a global Islamic caliphate, and he's a dangerous man. This belief that you can murder another human being based on religion, it sounds a little bit like another organisation that we're all familiar with called Islamic State. They have a similar belief that if you're not Islamic, you can and should be killed. Now, his comments are quite rightly being referred to the Australian Federal Police, because think about it, he's sitting there in a public place condoning murder. And it happened on Saturday night. Hizb ut-Tahrir is already banned in several countries, including some Muslim-majority nations. They need to be banned here in Australia too. And when people talk about Islamophobia and people having a fear of Muslims, look no further than this bloke if you're trying to work out who may spark those kind of concerns. People have a right to be scared and concerned when they hear Fruit Loops like Uthman Badar openly condoning hate crimes in Australia.